Fantastic, terrific, in the air. Talking movies, Hollywood's glare. Brad and the US got the flair. Super fantastic, terrific everywhere.
Hello and welcome back to Super Fantastic Terrific. My name's Russ.
I'm Brad, and welcome to our Christmas 2024 podcast. I'm just kidding.
So we're
give me rules and I just break them.
we're back in Studio B, and I don't even know if we have a topic this time, Brad.
I thought we were going to talk about aliens.
We are. We're going to talk about not aliens, alien Earth.
Yes.
So
where are you at?
So we're hanging out. I'm just kind of hanging out, and Brad sends this text message on our messenger chat. He's like, "Oh, you got to check out Alien Earth. It's it's so good." And I'm like, "There's what?" And
a new movie?
I don't
follow the nerd news as closely.
I don't follow nerd news. I do not watch commercials.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm like, "What? When is it? Where?" And I first thing I said, "Where?"
Yeah. What streaming service?
He's like, "Oh, Hulu." I'm like, "I'm on." And so I immediately watched the first episode.
Yeah.
And kind of, so this was very similar to when the Walking Dead came out.
Yeah.
Like, that first episode was like, it was a masterpiece.
Yeah, just like grabbed you or whatever.
Yeah. And dude, this Alien Earth, and had that feel just like the Alien movies did.
Yeah, well, they totally, you know, like how, like, the, you know, Star Wars movies, because the original ones, you know, were technology from the 1970s. So when you make a movie later, you can't, like, get too far ahead of that, because you still have to have the same look or design.
Yeah,
and they totally captured it. If you hadn't known, you would be like, "Oh, is this something from the 1982 that I didn't see?"
I'm watching the latest Ridley Scott, Alien sequel from 1980s
totally.
Somewhere. Yeah. So, I am on episode 4.
4. Oh, okay.
So, how many are there? There's
going to be 8 total.
Okay.
The finale is next week. I've watched through the first 7. So we can just talk about the first 4. But episode 5, I think, was my favorite one so far.
Man. So I like the – so my first one, I was really enjoying Timothy Oliphant.
Yeah.
As I don't remember names. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I can't remember the character.
I remember Wendy.
Yeah.
That's about – and so –
Well, a lot of the kids – because they basically had a – there was a very strong – Peter Pan referencing going on throughout the series.
Right.
So, like, you know, the island that they're doing these experiments on or whatever is Neverland.
Right.
And they call themselves the Lost Boys. So she's like Wendy. Some of the other characters definitely have names from that. And even the guy that was on the ship that crashed.
Right.
Is like a kind of like a Captain Hook, because he's like, you know, part.
He's a cyborg.
Yeah, he's part cyborg.
Yeah,
and he's got like the, you know, attachment.
Dude, and the knife comes out. Yeah. It's kind of like a Wolverine. Yeah. You know, dude, it's really kind of scary.
Yeah,
that's cool.
The weird thing is, so the Alien franchise, first one was great. It was like kind of set the standard, and it's been copied so many times by cheaper ripoffs.
Right.
There's been so many sci-fi movies that are just like Alien ripoffs, right? You know, Creature or whatever. You can name a half a dozen of them if you looked it up. And then the second one was a totally different time. The first one was a horror movie. The second one was like an action flick. The second one was done by James Cameron, and that was like just a kick-ass.
And this is when we had Sigourney Weaver like in like a mech suit fighting the alien.
Yes, and we had
that was one of my favorite ones.
Bill Paxton with like a game over, man.
Game over, man. One of the best lines ever.
Totally. So that was like a kick-ass. So the first two Aliens, I would say, were great. The third one was done by David Fincher, who's done a bunch of good movies.
Okay, David Fincher, he did
Seven, stuff like that.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of genre movies. He did one called The Game with Michael Douglas.
Did he do a TV show, too? He was in...
I'm pretty sure he has since then, yeah.
He wasn't Twin Peaks guy. No, that was not.
David Lynch.
That's why I'm thinking
that. So anyway, at the time, though, he had only basically done, like, music videos. So this was like his, like, going from music video guy to directing a movie. And Alien 3 is one of only 2 movies I've ever walked out of in the theater.
Oh!
So I hated Alien 3.
I never watched it.
So Aliens, you know how Aliens ends? The very end of Aliens, it's basically the only people that have survived are Michael Biehn, Sigourney Weaver, and then the little girl.
The little
Newt.
Girl. Newt. Yeah. And she ends up having like something in her stomach.
So Alien 3 opens up with Newt and Michael Biehn's character, they just killed him off. So there's two of your characters that survived the previous movie.
They're dead.
Yeah, the little girl dead.
Yeah, okay.
The other guy that survived dead. And Sigourney Weaver's the only one that survives. And she lands on some prison planet. And they, like, shave her head. And, like, the whole movie is, like, you know, it's, like, 10 minutes of talking and then subliminal cut of horror. And then 10 minutes of bald people talking and then subliminal cut of horror. And by halfway through the movie, I'm like, oh my God, this is just total crap.
Oh, okay.
And I remember years later, I finally watched the rest of it on TV. And the ending was just like a ripoff of the end of Terminator 2.
Oh.
Like, lure her down into the mold.
Yeah.
It was like the same scene. Like, oh. Hello? Who wrote this? The guy was like falling asleep watching Terminator 2 and said, this would be a good ending.
So, who did they lower into the wind? Into
Sigourney Weaver's character at the end of the movie. She, like, sacrifices herself because she had the xenomorph in her or something.
Oh, my gosh. So anyway, that would be...
Aliens 3 was garbage.
And okay.
Since then, they've done a bunch of other ones. They did, like, another one where they brought her back as a clone because, of obviously, you do another...
She's dead.
Yeah, you gotta bring her back. Right. And the Alien franchise kind of floundered. It kind of fell apart. Then they started doing, like, Alien versus Predator. And those are movies people dreamed about, and they just never turned out to be as good as you thought
right,
they were.
Yeah.
I remember reading a couple books of Alien versus Predator, and those were, like, super good. So when they finally did Alien versus Predator, you're like, oh, great. And then you're like, oh, okay. So anyway, the franchise is pretty much dead, just like the Predator franchise was dead. But in the last year or so, since Disney bought Fox, they've kind of resurrected both
like, there's like a Predator world.
Yeah,
like,
the Predator, like they did Predator Prey, and now they're doing like they did an animated one, which is pretty decent, and they're coming out with another. Like, they've kind of resurrected both of these franchises.
Okay, yeah.
And this, you know, in the era where, you know, I see less and less movies in the theater, but I'm really into, like, you know, high-quality, big-budget streaming services because you get so much more character development in,
right,
like, an eight-episode. Even if it's only eight episodes.
You know, I'm gonna differ from you on, okay, that. When they put these TV shows together,
yes,
you know, when they get a movie, there's a pacing and this stuff happens.
Yes.
And there's, like, you know, in 2 hours, it's going to be over. This one is like, okay, we can just have them, you know, kind of roaming around a spaceship,
yeah,
for 20 minutes. You're like, yeah, this is so boring.
Yeah.
That part. So I don't appreciate that part of these, when they turn
about,
these
in
like
general,
movies
the
into TV,
like,
shows.
You watch a show, you watch like a movie, you just get a little bit of time to develop the characters, then you got to get to the action scene, and then you got to get to the finale.
Yeah.
You know, whereas with a TV series, you have so much time. Like, the reason we liked Walking Dead so much at the beginning is because we've been through like three seasons with these characters,
yeah,
you know, going through all this difficult shit. The reason we stopped watching it is because they killed them all off.
Right.
You know, once Glenn got the baseball bat to the head, you're like, well, okay, I'm done. You know, the characters that you care about that much, like, it hurts when they get knocked off.
Yeah.
So this series is just, like, it kind of surprised me out of nowhere. Because I was like, oh, okay, cool, an Alien series, I'll watch it. But I'm not, like, you know, I'm not excited or dying to see it. You know, whatever. The Alien franchise, like I said, there were two good movies, and the rest were kind of, like, mid. You know,
They were what?
Mid.
I'm sorry. What does
it's
that mean? I'm not really sure what that
you
means.
Know, lit, mid, all of the anyway. What was the other word that kids use for that place? Meh.
The mid, dude. You
but
can't believe
like
you just said it was
the
mid.
The first episode out of the box was like it felt exactly like you were watching like an Alien sequel in the 1980s. It just had the same vibe. It captured the
absolutely
same,
did
the same like tension. And, like, so the first episode kind of starts out with you don't really get to see what happened to the crew of that ship, right?
Right.
So it's just kind of like, so obviously all this stuff happened. They kind of have flashbacks and they show you a little bit of
stuff.
Yeah,
I think episode 3 or 4, there was a lot of flashbacks,
yeah,
to what was going on in the,
yeah, so
on the
they,
ship.
They kind of tease it, but it kind of starts out with this thing and then it shows it crashing. And it's just so much world building, too. They've set up this whole world now with, like, all these corporations where the world is run,
right,
by different corporations, you know, the ones
that
we knew
that
already.
All, that always seems to be the future for everybody.
Yeah,
like the world is, yeah, world by run, yeah, by corporations now.
Yeah, like Bi-Mart. Yeah. What's the one in Wall-E?
Oh.
Pretty much runs the world.
Yeah, it's
like
a
it's
like
the world's largest Walmart or whatever. But no, so it just had the right vibe and everything, and it's almost like they kind of, you know, it had nostalgia and it had things that were very familiar from the original movies.
Yeah.
But it also added some new elements, and that's what I'm the most excited about.
Yeah, so the whole, like, Timothy Oliphant, and then there's the young guy who's the genius, and they're, like, creating these, they're transferring consciousness from kids.
Into these robot bodies.
To these robot,
yeah,
bodies, to these, you know, artificial, you know,
yeah,
people.
Like, you know, Blade Runner,
Dude, it's told that part to me is actually that's like more interesting. That's, I've been like really digging that part.
Well, and as the show goes along, you're not only are you scared about these alien things that they found, and it's more it's more than just the xenomorph now. So the big killer xenomorph from the alien.
Oh, now they've got the little eyeball octopus and
the eyeball thing can have its own spin up.
Dude, that thing's awesome.
The eyeball thing is by far the creepiest thing in the show. So they steal all this stuff from the spaceship, right? That they send them on a rescue mission. They go, you know, a couple people die. They steal all the stuff and take it back to their lab. And you're like, oh god,
that's such a bad idea.
This is never a good idea.
Why would you do that?
But it's like, so like, you know, the one thing you know, the xenomorph. I know exactly what he can do. I'm seeing him 100 times.
Sure.
You know, I'm scared of him still because he's like one of the craziest, you know, character designs ever. It's like you can't make something scarier looking than the alien,
right?
But then now they have these little things. So there's like, oh, there's this weird plant thing hanging down. Nobody knows what that does.
We haven't seen what happens with that. There's some kind of tail that comes out.
It's a freaking eyeball with tentacles.
Eyeball octopus, man.
But it can take over a creature. And like, so it starts out in like this dead looking cat.
Right. You see, all of a sudden this cat starts walking in,
right?
And then the eye pops out, and you're like, oh, holy crap. And it comes
and
after
anybody, right?
Yeah. The last scene that I saw it took over a sheep.
Oh, yeah. And that sheep, man, is the creepiest thing ever.
Dude, and all of a sudden it gets in the sheep and then it starts walking on high legs. You're like, oh, what the fuck's going on?
So, no, it gets
so scary.
Sheep, and then, like, so they're like, they'll have scenes where they're like monitoring these other creatures. They're feeding this, you know, one thing or whatever. And the sheep's just like dead eye staring at them. Like, it's just like calculating, like,
right,
his next move. And the eyeball thing, I swear. If I didn't know the xenomorph existed, I would just be freaked out by the eyeball creature. Like, it can take over things.
Yeah.
And so I don't think you're far enough yet.
So the last thing I saw, the brother's lung, they put the little sperm looking creature in it, you know, the polywog.
Yeah.
And then it like jumped out of the broke out of the cage, and it's the xenomorph head,
on a
snake body.
Yeah, a little baby.
Oh my God! Yeah. It's scary. And then she starts, and then Wendy starts petting it. I'm like,
yeah, and whistling.
What
and
the hell is
going?
What the hell is going on, dude? I think that was the end of the fourth episode.
The show
that
has done so well is it could have just done the aliens, you know, the xenomorphs.
Yeah,
and that would have been scary enough. But instead, they've introduced like 5 different new,
dude, really
super
cool,
deadly creatures that you don't know much about.
Yeah,
and you're also scared about the kids that have been transformed into these cyborg bodies, because they're kind of creepy too.
Right.
So it's like everything is can kill you. Everything is creepy. You
dude, everything. And then
he's done it so well.
And then Timothy Oliphant, I don't remember his name.
Yeah.
But he's the guy. He's also a fake dude.
Yeah. He's like,
I get it. Like, he had no eyebrows. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, something's up with him.
And his hair kind of looked like the guy from Blade Runner.
A little bit.
In Blade Runner.
But then they feel like, oh, he's an artificial dude.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, so it's just been so well done, and it's been pretty consistent. I would say probably episode 5 was the best so far. You haven't gotten there yet.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that.
So have you gotten to where, because they do a whole episode that actually shows you what happened on the ship.
That was the one, that was one I just watched. That was, I think I was 4, and okay, that was the part when the...
Okay, so that was super good, because it was almost like a movie. It felt like it was
You're back in the movie.
It felt like it was better than Alien 3 and 4.
Yeah.
So it was like the third best of the Alien movies. Basically.
Just that one episode.
One episode.
No. So whoever, you know, now Ridley Scott is involved.
Yeah,
he's an executive producer, but who's
Noah Hawley, who recently I think did. Oh, I'm gonna misquote it. He redid some franchises, a TV show recently. I can't remember if it was. Look it up real quick. Noah Hawley.
We can do that. We have that technology.
It wasn't something that I've watched, but it's something that other people have watched, and it's like another franchise that existed that he kind of reinvigorated as a regular TV show. It wasn't sci-fi at all.
And you introduced Static into the podcast.
Okay,
there you go.
But no, it's just been really well done.
Holly, there we go.
And everything about it is scary. Like I said, I think the eyeball creature is by far the scariest of the creatures. Because it can take over other creatures.
Dude, I love it. This guy's 57.
Yeah.
He's the right age. Let's see. What else has he done? The Alibi. Let's see here. Filmography.
Some TV show. Fargo. That was the one everyone wanted.
Yeah. Bones. The Usuals. My Generation. Fargo. He did. Oh, dude. He was 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay. He was a director. Wrote 48 episodes.
Uh-huh.
Directed 6 episodes. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, so everyone kind of liked that TV show. That far, I haven't watched it because I wasn't into the
Alien movie. Earth. He wrote all eight and he's directed two of them.
Yeah,
dude, that guy's
solid.
He's very solid. Yeah,
but like, yeah, I would trust this guy with my franchise. Seeing what he's done with this, like, yeah, it's just really surprising. I'm totally like waiting for. I thought the sixth and seventh episode were kind of like almost like setting up the end.
They kind of took like a, well, that's
after the fifth one. It kind of takes a break a little bit, and I'm okay. Those weren't as good as like 4 and 5.
Yeah,
but I think the last one's going to be a banger because they basically set it up to where there's all these threats now.
And oh man!
And it's just like I said, you're not as far as I am, so I don't want to. I can't remember what happened, which episode, but yeah, the eyeball thing, man. I'm telling him he needs a spinoff.
That well, is
something T Oculus. They need to have a T Oculus show, just the eyeball creature just taking over things.
No, that's
because he's supposedly super intelligent too. They're like, oh, he's done things on the show that they're like, oh, he's not just like a predator that's like instinctual. It's like there's an intellect behind it.
Right. Well, and that was what we saw the cat. Yeah. You're like, oh, the cat was just like, yeah, you know. But then when he stood up on his hind legs, I'm like, yeah, this is not normal. This is way different than what, you know, and what we saw previously.
Yeah.
So that's really fun.
No, so I'm just like really loving it. And it's kind of like weird because it's almost in comparison. You said you don't watch Strange New Worlds. You just gave up.
I have not.
This is my impression of Strange New Worlds. So there was the Orville, right? And when the Orville first came out, I was like,
Orville was cool.
No, but I was super excited to watch it at first. And then I watched the first episode, and it just didn't live up. I was expecting it to be more like Family Guy. I was expecting it to be that level of like humor.
Yeah,
and it was kind of like it almost took itself too seriously. It advertised itself as a comedy, but then it just became like a different Star Trek universe.
Right.
And there were some really good episodes. So you'd watch the show and you'd be like, oh, that was a great episode. There was like one about time travel, and it was like super good.
Yeah.
And then they do like a whole episode about the butthead. Aliens and them having babies. And
you're like, right. Yeah, and you're like, well, what the hell am I watching?
I only get 10 episodes a season of this. Like, why am I? This is like a waste of an episode.
Right.
You just did a killer episode. Now you're doing this whole stupid episode about these creatures that are like the dumbest creatures on your thing. Strange New Worlds to me seems like if someone told you this is a parody of Star Trek, you'd be okay with it. You'd be like, okay, it's a parody. It's not serious.
Right.
But instead, they try to make it like it's, oh no, it's connected to the original show. It's in the original universe, which now they've screwed up enough things that it definitely can't be.
Right.
But or they just keep like reusing things. It's like you do this 10 episodes and you do this show like once every 2 years, and yet you give me like maybe 3 good episodes and some turds and some ones that are just like they. The holodeck didn't even exist back then, but they did.
Right.
So they were testing the holodeck. So they could do a ship in the bottle, low cost
right
episode. And it was just
everything's in Western.
Yeah,
and you're like, okay.
This is a silly episode. They had one, they all transformed into Spocks. They were all turned into Vulcans.
And
they couldn't turn back at the end for some reason. They were like stuck as Vulcans. It's jokey and it's funny as a parody.
Right.
But when you're doing a 10 episode show and you're telling me it takes place in the universe, but like, 4 year episodes are dorky, and then my least favorite character they did. Okay, you remember? We call it the enemy mind storyline.
Okay.
So you know how there's like certain storylines that you see, the old sitcom. Oh, we're stuck in the freezer.
Sure.
We saw it on Brady Bunch. We saw it on Three's Company. It's been done on like half a dozen sitcoms where you're stuck in a freezer with someone. Skippy was stuck with Mallory down in the basement.
You know,
right. It's happened on every sitcom.
Wait, you get Picard with the alien, you know, and the. So Timba, his arms wide.
So the enemy mind storyline is basically...
Okay.
They did it first. The first time I ever saw it was on Battlestar 1984.
Darmok and Jalad at Tanagra.
So, were you talking like Klingon or something?
No, that's from Next Generation.
Oh, okay.
That's the one from Next Generation, okay. I remember.
So, in Battlestar 1984, which was... Battlestar Galactica was great. The original miniseries was great, right? For its time.
Yeah.
Even though it reused the same Viper effects every episode to cut costs.
Exactly.
It was like, you know, it was really
still
cool.
Really
the concept
cool.
of it was really cool. And it was like one of the top shows. It was like a top 10 show. But it was the most expensive show on TV at the time.
Okay.
So what they did after season one, they were like, okay, we can't afford to do that expensive a show, even though it's like a top 10 show. So we're going to set it in the future, basically just bring back Lauren Green and get rid of all the other characters that you like. And then have them actually end up on Earth, and they cut costs by, like, they landed on Earth, and they're riding around on motorcycles. It was a disaster.
Oh, okay.
A total disaster.
Well, that was what season?
It was season two.
That was season two. You know, yeah. I guess I only remember season one.
Yeah, season one was, that's all there was.
It was most amazing.
Yeah, it was super, super good, super amazing. But they basically had brought it back. They basically got rid of most of the cast, brought it back, brought them to Earth with some newer pilots. It was terrible. Okay. It was terrible. Trust me, it was terrible. But so it was doing so bad that they said, okay, well, let's do a stunt episode where we tell somebody telling a story about one of the people from the original one. So they brought Starbuck back for one episode.
Okay.
But the whole episode was like a cost-cutting episode where he gets stuck on a planet with a Cylon. Oh, and
of course.
They got to work together. Yeah. Oh, you know, whatever. So that's happened. So then they did a movie after that with Dennis Quaid and Lou Gossett Jr., whole movie.
Oh, Enemy Mine.
Enemy Mine. That's yes. why they call it the Enemy Mine thing, even though it happened before then.
Yeah.
But they've done it on a bunch of shows. They did it on Clone Wars. Kallus and Zeb get stuck on a planet together and have to, like, the Imperial and the Zeb, the purple guy.
Yeah. Okay.
They get stuck on a planet and have to cooperate.
It's all like, right. It's yeah, like I'll, a have to, that, I'll have to take your
it's thing they do on shows. Word it's on the, that it's one. A typical ship in a bottle, but it's like even worse than a ship in a bottle because it's two people on a planet that are supposed to be mortal enemies that have to get along to get the task done.
Yeah.
So they resort to that. It's 10 episodes, man. Season 3 is... It's only 10 episodes. You've already done a jokey Klingon one and a holodeck episode. And then you take my least favorite character, which is the lesbian pilot with the... her hair shaved on the side.
Okay, yeah.
And she's super jokey and, like, not even a serious character. And they stick her on a planet with the new Gorn, which I don't know if you know what the new Gorn looks like.
I don't know. No.
The new Gorn, when they introduced the new Gorn, remember the old Gorn, the very slow movie?
Yeah.
The Kirk karate chops.
It's like a really wide, like really big sleestack kind of thing.
Sleestack is exactly what he looks like. So now, but they had to update the Gorn just like they did with Star Trek Discovery, which I only made it through one episode twice, and I never got to the second episode of because they screwed up the Klingons so bad. I just couldn't watch it. I'm like, the Klingons look like the butt creatures from the butthead creatures from Orville, and I'm just like, oh, why are you redesigning Klingons? Yes, they went from guys with, you know, a little bit of face paint, beards,
right, to
the original series, to the look at us with the, you know, the headgear. But then they just like redesigned them to where they were like not even recognizable.
No, I did watch the whole first season of Discovery, but yeah.
And so then they do this new thing with the Gorn where they basically make them like they're xenomorphs, and they're much more like reptilian, like CGI looking. You know, they look like Dark Crystal characters.
Oh, okay.
Now. And so, like, the Gorn, they make them this main enemy before you're even supposed to meet them in the Star Trek universe, because you're not supposed to meet them until Kirk bumps into the one on the one planet.
Right.
But now they're like this whole enemy that they're fighting on this show that's supposedly supposed to be canon that's not canon.
Oh, jeez.
So she ends up on this planet with a Gorn, and they have to work together. And I'm like, oh, you're giving me an enemy mind ship in a bottle thing in a 10-episode season? I mean, this is something you do when you got 22 episodes and
you got
to put the budget on one of them, right?
Right. When you're
special effects for the finale.
You got 6 months of shows, and you're like, you know what? We need to take a break. Yeah. You know, let's ship in a bottle.
So anyway, like I said, if you go into Star Trek: Strange New Worlds and you think of it as, okay, this is a parody of Star Trek. It's not the real universe. It's just a parody. It's just like a joke.
Okay.
Then it can be slightly enjoyable. If you go into it as like a serious Star Trek show, it just pisses you off.
Okay, so bring it back.
Okay, so I'm bringing it
to back. To what? What is
it? I'm tying this in, though.
Okay, yeah, so tying
this,
it in daily.
There's this one episode that had this really good concept where, like, they find this ancient temple on some planet, and they go in there, and it's got, like, this dimensional, it's, like, weird thing. Like, they'd be in one room, but they're also in a different room.
Okay.
And it's like, they can. It's like, you know, it's like Doctor Who's, phone booth.
So it's bigger on the inside.
Yeah, exactly. It's that kind of thing. And they find out that there's all these captured, super dangerous, like, alien life forms there, like different kinds.
Okay.
So it's kind of like what they did now with this alien show, where instead of just bringing back the xenomorph, they brought back these five creatures.
Yeah, different ones.
It's like a Pandora's box of things that could kill you.
Right.
But Alien Earth did it right, and they've made all of these things super threatening, and Star Trek just, like, wasted the potential of this with some storyline that looked like it was straight out of Stargate, you know, with something that takes over some guy.
And right.
Was, you know, he just looks like one of the Gwald or whatever they called him on Star Trek, on Stargate. So it was just super disappointing because obviously somebody wrote a good concept, but that could be a whole show. The whole show could be like you uncovered this thing and you basically opened Pandora's box and let all these dangerous, you know, deadly aliens that some superior race at some point locked away in this, you know, jail, basically.
Right.
This place that they opened was basically like a jail for these super dangerous alien species. And they kind of just farted it out. They great concept, and they just screwed it. Whereas the new Alien Earth show was like, okay, they did the same thing. We brought back these things from all over the galaxy. Nobody, you know, we need to study them. You know, studying them for military purposes or whatever. And, like, everything on there is threatening. And it's like, yeah, this is like a show. Like I said, the eye creature could have its own freaking spinoff. If you didn't even know the alien existed and you introduced this eye creature in a horror movie,
yeah,
I'd be like, oh, that's freaking scary as hell. Because it can jump into anything. It could jump into, like, an elephant. It could jump into a human. It could, anything that's got an eye socket, it could take over, basically.
Right.
And you don't know how intelligent it is or what it's capable of. So, it's just weird to me. Like, you know, like
two established
franchises. One is just, like, driving itself off a cliff.
Like eventually, like, it's going to get into, I don't know this, but it's going to get into a human. It's going to get into some creature that can talk.
Yeah.
And then you're going to realize, oh.
That would probably happen in the eighth episode.
Probably.
They basically led right up to that, where, like, the boy cavalier, who was, like, the, you know, young, you know, billionaire.
Yeah.
Was kind of like, ooh, what is this thing capable of?
Oh my God.
But it's just, like, everything on there is threatening. Everything around you is threatening. Whether it's, like, you know, some fly creature or some those leech things that were sucking people dry. There was, like, in the first episode, like, one of the things that was attacking people.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Basically sucked them completely dry. You know, so it's just like, yeah, everything's deadly.
Yeah.
And so both shows set up these cool things. One did amazing stuff with it. The other one just kind of, like, left it for dead. They could have made a whole Star Trek series over unleashing this Pandora's Box planet.
Right.
And instead they kind
of... It's like the 13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, instead they just go, oh, we're all stuck in Vulcan bodies. Let's go to the holodeck and solve a murder mystery.
So we'll have to revisit it this after the eighth episode. And said, that's too bad I didn't.
But then again, you know, it's eight episodes and you're done with it.
I got the flu, and so I was actually trying to trying to watch it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I got the flu. This is great. Uh-huh. I get to watch it, and then I actually got the flu.
Yeah, and then you were like,
and I'm like,
you don't even watch TV.
I would start an episode, and I would wake up, and it would be.
I know I'm really sick when I don't even want to watch TV.
Right, exactly.
I'm just turn it off.
That's where I was. But then, you know, it came Monday, and I was like, okay, I can feel pretty better. And I'm like, I'm watching all this. So I watched like three episodes on Monday. So
yeah, but it's definitely worth it. Like I said,
absolutely.
That one episode was like better than some of the Alien sequels after the second one. The first two, like, again, gems.
Yeah.
After that, you know, the franchise kind of pittered out to where it was almost extinct until they brought it back now with this great show. So, you know, the future is wide open now. They've now opened up this.
So who is making these? This is not this. Who owns?
It's under Disney. So Disney,
this is under Disney.
Disney owns.
So because it's on Hulu,
so it's technically through Fox, but Fox is a part of Disney now. So Fox is doing. They're just resurrecting all these Fox properties.
I have a
Alien.
Hard time with Disney not, like, you know, shitting the bed on these on these reboots. Well, these, you know, bringing stuff back.
Obviously, there's, you know, it's probably
I've been so disappointed by the, you know, a lot of these, you know, the Marvel things.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you are a much bigger fan of the Star Wars stuff than I am. Like, I still haven't watched Andor. I'm like,
oh
dude, it's so boring.
The only show that I like better than Alien Earth was Andor.
Like, oh my gosh, that is impossible.
No,
all right.
Episode, what was it? It's like 12 episodes. In episode,
you said four or five of that was like the best. Like, that's where it really started.
Like, it was like the third set. Was just like incredible.
Okay.
It was just like one of those things.
I remember.
You feel the tension in this show. It's like everything's just tense.
Yeah.
There's like a couple episodes in Andor where it's just like every scene is just like someone's like sitting on your chest.
Oh man. I never got to it.
Yeah.
Because I was like in the third episode. I'm like, now they're training on a friggin', you know, green planet, like the cheapest set. You know, let's go find a jungle and there's a house and then they're.
My complaint about season one would be, like, basically, they filmed them like movies. So it'd be like three episodes. So the first two episodes would kind of set everything up, and then the third episode would have, like, the excitement.
Right.
But you had to get through, like, the setup. So all of season one was like that, where it was, like, setup, payoff, setup, payoff.
Okay.
But, like, the setup for some people was just too slow. They just wanted more action.
And that's where I am. That's where I was,
But season two is, like, so it's all of season one was like 1 year. Season two is like every three episodes is 1 year. So instead of doing like a full season for that year, they did like, okay, here's a, it's basically like four movies.
Okay.
Here's a movie, here's a movie, here's a movie, here's a movie.
Okay.
It was super good.
All right.
But again, like you got to get, you know, past this little.
And now you got to pay $170 a year to watch these shows now, dude.
Well, I didn't upgrade to the ESPN part. I just.
So I have this dollar Hulu package where for like all of 2025 here, I'm paying $1 a month for Hulu. My kid brought it to me. He goes, Dad, check us out. Cause I started like chopping off all these streaming services. Cause I'm like it's too much.
Yeah.
And so I did see a deal. It was the Hulu, ESPN, Disney one.
Uh-huh.
Right now it's like $24 a month. Fuck. And then it was like for like $16.99, $17. I'm like, I saw like a deal. I'm like, that's actually an okay deal. Yeah. I might do that, but we're gonna see what it is after the after Christmas because I'm not doing anything till the end of the year.
Pretty much, like the weird thing is like you start to find out which are your favorite streaming services after a while. Because like sometimes you'll sign up for one just for like one show or whatever. Like the problem with Netflix is like there's new content every day.
Dude, you know what? Hold on.
And there's only like a couple good shows.
but what has been the one thing that Netflix has always done correctly?
I don't know.
They release all the episodes of a show one time. I love that because
stand it.
Because I don't have to wait and I can watch them at my pace.
Yes.
If I want to watch four, I can watch four, and I don't have to wait. You know.
See, but for me, for certain shows, it's fine. Like Cobra Kai comes out. But then I started splitting it up.
I waited till every single one was done before I watched that masterpiece.
Yeah, but I love Cobra Kai, and that was a show that I was fine like just binging. Like I could binge it like all in a row.
Sure.
But something like a Star Wars or like I like to dig deeper than just the episode, and I like to watch things about the episodes.
You're listening to podcasts,
like theories. Like I like that stuff. So like I dig a lot deeper, and you can't do that if they drop it all at once because. Then that shit comes out all, here it is, here's the season, here's the finale. When you follow as much nerd news as I do, like my YouTube algorithm is like, the surprise ending explained. I haven't watched the show yet. Like this show came out 2 hours ago. What do you mean surprise ending explained?
Yeah.
Like a picture that spoils something.
So the one I have, I'm like on Netflix, the one I'm going to be watching, like, and I'm like, I was waiting until like the last episode was on September 3rd, which was Wednesday. I'm like, I watched the season 2 of Wednesday.
Yeah, I ended up waiting and watching that. I watched like the first 2 episodes. Kim all of a sudden wasn't into it like she was in season 1.
Mm.
She was just like, I could do without it.
Oh, all
right. Okay, I watched this one on my own too. So I just waited until they hit the second dump and then I binged it.
Yeah, so I haven't watched any of them.
Yeah.
Because there's so much good stuff out right now because it's like it's technically fall and all these shows are coming out, all the new seasons are dropping, and I'm like, Only Murders in the Building.
The funniest thing for me is
I watched the first 3 episodes of that.
I love Steve Martin way more than Martin Short in general.
Yeah,
but Martin Short is hilarious.
He's so funny.
His character is like great.
He's so funny.
Yeah,
when he's eating shrimp and he's like putting in the cocktail sauce and then just licking the cocktail sauce off and then throwing the shrimp away.
Yeah.
Like what?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
And then Selena Gomez. Poor Selena Gomez. Yeah. I think she's got a Ozempic face. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, she's got some. She has some disorder.
She has something. Yeah, it's going on.
It's called moon face. But then this year she looks totally different, so she must have gone on some.
I think she's got the Ozempic face or something. Yeah. But she's she's always looks like she's got like she's got RBF, and she's always like she's frowning. And I really used to like her, like when my kids would watch the Wizards of Waverly Place.
Saw those, so I wasn't familiar with
my
her.
Kids.
I mean, I knew of her, but I didn't. I was asking Kim the other day, does she talk funny? Does she sound like she talks weird to you?
Right. She don't know. She's like her mouth doesn't move.
She's like talks like she's has a ventriloquist doll over there.
Right.
We're not seeing the ventriloquist doll. We're just hearing her talk like this.
I feel like everybody's like pretending that she's still a good actress.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I enjoy Steve Martin.
Yes.
And Martin Short. And actually,
are you caught up with it? Did you watch the first 3?
I watched the first 3 episodes, okay.
You saw the one where Steve Martin's like trying to get something out of the coffin. He's trying to check for the guy how many fingers the guy has.
Dude,
he's laying on top of the coffin.
And he's reaching down. Basically, the guy's like
in the
dead guy's crotch.
Oh, comedy things that nobody else would ever think of.
I know.
I've seen him do that in movies. Like, There was a house sitter with Goldie Hawn, and he's like trying to hit on her, and he's just like poking her breast through her sweater. It's like that's just, like his come on move. And I've tried these moves, and they don't work. Unfortunately, I think I learned all my my moves on women from Chevy Chase and Steve Martin movies from the 80s, that's, and it's just not a good formula.
No. Usually women don't like when you poke their boobs. there's so much good stuff on right now. I'm really looking forward to the rest of Alien Earth. I guess, and it's this week that comes out?
Yeah, so the finale, I think it's next Tuesday. I think it airs on Tuesdays or Wednesdays.
So I've got a couple days to do a few episodes and then get,
it was like surprising because I wasn't expecting much of it. I'm thinking, an alien TV show, that sounds interesting, but I wasn't like all... Oh, I can't wait for the Alien show to come out. And then I'm watching it, I'm going, this is as good as some of the movies.
I know.
I get to watch 8 episodes of it.
When you said that, I'm like, I can't be. And oh my gosh, it is.
It was, yeah. And I'm telling you, T-Oculus is getting a spinoff.
Is that the name of this thing?
I think that's one of the things they call it. They call it the iMage or the T-Oculus something.
Oh, I was calling it the iOctopus.
iOctopus, whatever. That's good. But yeah, that's a pretty good show.
So what else is coming out?
I just finished on top of Strange New Worlds. I also watched Foundation season 3, and that show has gotten surprisingly better with each season.
Okay.
So season 3 introduces this weird character called the Mule, who's like a psychic that can like control people, and it got really good. I remember reading the books. It's not anything like the books. It's totally different than the books, other than the main concept. But because the books the books basically take place, and it's like, here's a story, and this story concludes, and it has these characters, and here's another, and then you go 100 years in the future, and there's this story, and things happen. There's not consistent characters throughout the book, basically.
So
I was like, how are they ever going to translate that into a TV show? You know how they did it? They cloned the Empress. So there's three cloned bodies. One is like the older version of him, one's the middle version of him, one's the younger version. And the old guy eventually phases out, and then they vaporize him. And the new guy, the middle guy becomes the old one, and the young guy becomes the middle one, and they make a new clone baby. So they constantly always have three emperors. So they did this so they could have actors that, like, you know, are still around 100 years from now, and 100 years from now they're just clones of the same.
Right.
That's not even, like, remotely in the book at all.
Oh, wow.
The book basically just tells stories of these different times of this story. And they had to figure out a way to get these characters that you like. If you like a character, you want the character to be there in season 2. You don't want to be introduced to brand new characters. So they did these weird things to kind of circumvent that. Like the one girl is in the story, but she like, you know, freezes herself and then gets unfrozen like 60 years later so she can stick around.
So is Apple TV kind of like... It's just really a big winner.
Yeah.
They really... I watched F1.
Yeah.
That was awesome. That was a great movie.
Apple TV just loses money like left and right.
Well,
like,
it's still a good deal.
It's a loss leader because Apple doesn't care because Apple's so rich. It's just like, this is our prestige.
Right. And what's the price on that now? Still $6.99 a month?
I think something like that, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
That was the last one that I got. I finally broke down because I think we wanted to watch Ted Lasso or something and we streamed it.
Right,
it. And then I realized, there's a whole bunch of good shit on there.
There's a show. Shrinking. There's a show with Shrinking. I went for Shrinking season 2 because that was great. But there's a show with Owen Wilson about golf.
Yeah.
Stick. Stick. We watched the first couple episodes, but it's pretty good.
It was pretty good, but then they have this this one character. It's a they-them. Like the young guy's dating a they-them girl.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And that kind of gets in the way of the story. And then all of a sudden it gets good again near the end.
Okay.
So they finally get now near the final tournaments, and Timothy Oliphant's in that one too.
Oh, okay.
As like some old rival of Owen Wilson's.
All right.
And so that show for me, I probably would have checked out by episode 4, except for the fact that I like Owen Wilson playing Owen Wilson.
Right. Enough. That's all he plays.
He kept me around to where it got good again. But it's just got some wokey elements to it where I was just like,
you know what? I'm sure it always does.
Every show
does. Well, I'm always thinking like, when am I going to get the gay in an episode, in the show? I'm like, when is gay going to enter the building?
So
I'm like, I'm watching the show, and then like, you're like, oh, hey, I'm like, oh, this really show is really good.
Yeah.
And then like season 1, episode 4, bam, like, shit, it is.
No, but it's like, it's not even like natural. It's like forced into the story.
Dude.
So the best example of this is the morning show. Okay. So we watched the morning show because it's Jennifer Aniston and Stephen Carell and Reese Witherspoon. Yeah. Great cast, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And you're expecting this funny comedy about the behind the scenes of a morning show. And then the show takes itself way too seriously. The whole first season's about like Stephen Carell's character is accused of sexual harassment, whatever. It was still, the cast is still so good you're watching it. And Reese Witherspoon's like this girl from like the hick town that gets brought up to the big leagues.
Okay.
So it's like the new, she takes over Stephen Carell's job after he gets fired. And so it's kind of like the whole, it's a back and forth thing. So she's like this sweet southern girl. And she's like trying to almost date this one producer guy. Middle of season two, she just becomes a lesbian. The sweet southern girl who has this love interest guy in season one just magically becomes this lesbian. And it's all about, the whole story. So we watched the second season. And then season three came out. And we watched one episode and we said, okay, I'm done with this. This was just like so like unnecessarily political. And the cast that they had. I had like Billy Crudup. It had Steve Carell, Jennifer, like this great cast of great actors, and they just give them this like angry agenda thing. So now they're doing a season four, and I saw in the advertisements for season four on Entertainment Tonight the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all of a sudden Reese Witherspoon's back to almost dating the guy again.
Oh.
She just like magically like became the character she was in season one.
This is the way gender works, man. It's fluid. Yeah, you gotta embrace it, man.
No, but it's just like every show is that. Every show. Found, like, what was the show I was watching? Oh, Gen Z.
Oh my gosh, dude!
It's back.
There's a new Gen Z season.
Yeah, well, three episodes are out so far. It's gonna be
again. I'm waiting.
Yeah,
but dude, I'm so excited. How is it? Oh, shit.
No, the funny thing is, so I really liked The Boys, except for, like, certain seasons were better than others. I thought season one was better, then they had, like, a drop-off, and then it kind of came back again.
When that guy's dick exploded. Yeah. I mean, dude, that was hilarious.
But no, Gen Z, I had no interest in watching Gen Z at first. I'm like, okay, it's a boys spinoff, but it takes place at a college. I'm like, I had no interest. When I watched it, I was like, this was surprisingly good.
Season one was really good.
They did some really interesting, things with it. Like, just, like, the whole social media aspect of it, or where we rank today.
Right.
They just really did some really cool stuff with it. My one complaint would be the main girl's powers. I think that's a weird powers for your main character.
Well, but I know the blood thing, like whipping around. I know, but I mean later on in The Boys, you realize, that is actually the scariest power ever.
Well, it's just like the head popping thing from
The Boys. Yeah. And it's because that's the same power.
So one of the actors died in between season one and two.
Oh, what? Well, like
Andre?
Like a kid?
Yeah, one of the kids.
What?
He had died. He had some tragic thing and he died.
Oh, shit.
So they basically shut production down over it because it was like everyone was so, we can't go on right now. And they shut down production for a while. So it was almost 2 years between Gen Z 1 and Gen Z 2, which is standard for a lot of streaming shows.
Right,
But like, you almost forget completely what season one was about by the time the show comes back.
You know what? You get that preview in the beginning, and most times I like skip that.
Yeah.
But you're like, previously on Gen V, you're like, I don't remember that shit.
So you haven't watched it yet, so maybe I shouldn't even talk about it, but I'll just say that it came back. I was super excited. They dropped three episodes at once. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to binge all three of these. And I just kept, I felt like, okay, there's still some of the elements, there's the stuff, but it just felt like, it's almost like one of those shows where you go, they had a fully realized concept for season one, and it maybe it was a one season idea.
Well,
because at the end of season one, the three of the main characters all get like imprisoned and blamed for everything.
Right.
And the people who actually did the bad stuff become the heroes, and the other people are like in a prison. So they have to figure out at the start of season two, how do you get these people back into school?
Right.
It felt very unnatural. It felt forced. We got renewed. We got to figure out how to get them back out of jail. And
right.
Class again.
There have been multiple we talked about in the past. I can't. Everything is like on season one. It's that initial album.
Yeah.
And then three 6 months later they go, okay, where's your next album?
Yeah.
You're like, I spent 20 years doing the first one. And now I'm supposed to do it in 6 months? Like, how is that possible?
Well, the best example for this to me was Westworld. Season one of Westworld was like one of the best seasons of a sci-fi show I've ever seen. I was like so impressed with it. They did the multiple timeline thing super well. Like, you couldn't even tell until like near the end. They had that reveal with the what door. And you like when the one character said what door and you realized, oh shit, he's a robot too. He can't see the door.
Mm.
Like, because he was programmed not to see the door. Like, chills went down my spine when that moment happened on season one. It had Anthony Hopkins. It was like, you know, Ed Harris. Great cast. It was super great. But it was almost like there was one season's worth of stuff. It's Westworld. So once the robots go crazy and break out, how do you do a season two and a three and a four? And by the time they got to the fourth season, it's one of those things that was like diminishing returns.
Just like a Jurassic Park franchise. You're like, there's always a dinosaur island somewhere.
Yeah, but with Westworld, so the season two, they kind of did like, okay, well, we're still in there, and we're going to some of the other sections.
Yeah.
And then season three, they kind of go away from Westworld. Now they're out in the real world. And it, with each season, it got less interesting, where it almost tarnished how good the first season was, because by the end you're like, okay,
I never watched past the first season.
It's okay to cancel the show now. Well, you're good. Just think of it as a masterpiece. Season one, don't bother going any further.
Okay.
Season two was good, but it was just like almost like a, oh, we got renewed. I guess we got to write 8 more episodes. And that's how I feel about Gen Z. I feel like as a one season concept.
V.
Yeah, Gen V, whatever. Z V.
Gen Z.
As a one.
It's all a bunch of woke assholes.
Yes. As well, that's what season two is. You just summed it up. Maybe they should have called season two Gen Z.
Gen Z.
Because no, season two has kind of already got. So they have to figure out how to bring some of the characters back to the school. Yeah. And then it's just like, it just feels so unnatural. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, the main girl is now making out with the girl who can change, the guy girl who can change genders.
Oh, right.
And it just becomes like these 10-minute scenes of their love story. I don't give a shit about. Get to the crazy, fun, you know, superpower stuff. And I feel like the story just is already in 3 episodes. It's like just it's.
Do they still have the girl that pukes to make it smaller?
Yes, but she can do her powers now without puking.
Oh,
she learned.
She learned
in the first couple episodes. Oh, I can do this without vomiting. Because they had the girl. One girl was like cutting herself to do the blood powers. This other girl was like, it was like all these like social issues. I mean, I get it.
I mean, it's at some point like she's like having her period and she's like controlling the. Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, I know. That was weird.
It's good, but it's also like everything has got to be some secret Nazi scheme. Secret Nazi scheme in the main character who was straight in the first season is now dating the transgender, gender-hopping character.
Oh, okay.
And it's just like, enough. So it's just like, it's been slow so far. I'm going to watch it through. It's only 8 episodes, so I'm going to...
There's
enough good in it that I can continue, but I'm already disappointed.
I was watching a preview on some... Mm-hmm. I was in a... Was it a TV show or something, or a movie?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what I was watching. But all of a sudden it came on and it was great trailer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm super excited for that. But, you know.
But it's also almost too much real world to this. Like, okay, well, you know, the Nazis and Homelander, they represent Trump. Ugh. And then these people over here, the Starlighters, represent the good people. So it's too much of like... Not being its own thing and just being like, look at what we're doing about...
We're drawing parallels to the real society. World, so you can check, you know, no.
So it's too much of that already. And again, I'm going to watch it because it's
too bad.
A part of the universe and, you know, I'll still give it a chance. Because, again, when you're already 3 episodes in and something's only 8 episodes, like, you know, it's not that much of a commitment to watch the other ones. But I'm already, like, disappointed where I was, like, super excited for it before it came out. And I'm just like,
I don't know... How you watch so many shows. I work 9 hours a day and I am sleeping 7.
Uh-huh.
And then the other parts, I'm like doing stuff with the family or.
I can't sleep past about 5 in the morning. I usually log in to work around 6.
Mm-hmm.
And certain days of the week, Kim will get Hudson ready and I'll take him to school. Then I'll pick him up later on my lunch break, which I just take late in the day.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I log off. And, like, if Hudson's asleep or if Kim goes to sleep, I can just plow through things.
Wow.
Sometimes I'll fall asleep while we're watching a show and she gets mad at me and then she wants to go to bed and then I'm like, I'm up again. Like, just because I fell asleep for a couple minutes at the end of Blacklist doesn't mean I can't, you know, stay up for another hour and a half.
Right.
And I always know that if I go to sleep too early, then I'm going to be up, like, super early.
Oh.
So... Yeah, I just like, you know, plow through stuff.
I guess when you're working from home, that happens.
Yeah.
Because I got to get up and get to the office.
Yeah.
And...
Well, I don't have the travel part. So basically when I'm done at the end of the day, my commute is to the couch. From the chair to the couch, which is probably, you know, why I'm not as in great of a exercise health right now.
Hey, come on. Rounds of shape. Come on.
I walk from here to there.
That's what I would say. Rounds of shape. Well, let's leave it there, man. And
just to say, well, you wanted to know what was on the horizon.
So, what's that? Yeah.
I thought Gen Z wasn't coming out until October, so I was surprised.
It came out like on the 13th or something.
Yeah,
like that?
It came out like yesterday, 2 days ago.
Yeah, 15th.
So that dropped. I know that the two things that are coming out, obviously.
See, if you watched three episodes in the last
I watched
day
that afternoon. Hudson fell asleep, took a nap.
Oh,
Kim wasn't home. I plowed through all three of them before
she
got
home.
Oh my
gosh, that's amazing.
And then. So, like, Only Murderers is on right now.
Oh, man, I'm so excited by that.
And then in October, I think The Witcher with Liam Hemsworth taking over for Henry Cavill.
Whoa! Liam Hemsworth is taking over?
Yes.
Oh, dude, I love that guy. That guy's so good.
Yeah, and then also Stranger Things, I think, starts hitting. The first part of Stranger Things hits at the end of October. So you'll probably wait till January when they drop the second half.
I can't do the half season deal. Yeah. And if there's something else, if I get through all these other things, I'm just so excited by all this right now. I'm like, I'm really excited to see Wednesday. Yeah. I'm going to wait until, but I don't want to like do them all. I like doing one at a time.
Yeah.
And so
you stretch it out for like a week, but
and
you
so
binge it over
in
a week.
In the meantime, you came over and I was watching YouTube. So like that's what usually I'm watching.
See where Kim especially likes to binge things. So if we're watching a show together. Which can be frustrating sometimes, like I told you. So we got into Blacklist.
Yeah.
Blacklist, which is pretty good at the beginning.
It's like 15 seasons also.
Seasons.
This is like when you were doing Supernatural.
Yes.
It's like, dude, that is a commitment.
And the problem is, when we get started on something like that, Kim just wants to watch that. I just want to get through it. I'm like, we still have four more seasons. Like, I want to watch these five other shows.
Right.
So that's why I end up watching a lot of stuff. Like, if I know it's a sci-fi thing or something like that, I'm just like, this is my non-Kim show.
I don't need to wait for Lori for those things, Earth, like, nope, she's not interested.
I know which shows I can and can't watch, but, like, you know, sometimes I'm surprised. Like, I started watching Resident Alien, and she's like, got into it, you know?
Oh.
So we ended up watching that together. So it's just
I like that one, but, like, it's just weird.
That was a show. Season one was great.
I like the Indian Indian, you know, deputy there.
Well, this is the thing. Season one was great because season one, he had taken over this guy's body. Nobody knows he's an alien.
Yeah.
Perfect. Problem is, they get through that season, and then, like, they have a new storyline for season two. Season two, all these other side characters are pretty much, like, irrelevant now. But they were characters from season one, so we have to give them their own side plots.
Oh, okay.
And so by the time they got to season four, which was the last season, it's like every scene that Alan Tudyk is in, I love. He's like hilarious. He's so good as that character. Every time any of the other characters is on screen with their storyline, I don't care about. So it's like I care about his scenes. I don't care about anybody else's. I don't care about your storyline and your abducted baby. I don't care about your stupid storyline. It's just like I only cared about him. So by the end, I'm like, okay, just go ahead and cancel it then. Because I'm watching it basically just to watch one character. And that's
right.
That's how I feel now on season 8 of Blacklist. I feel like I was never a huge James Spader fan either. I remember when he was on The Office, like, he was awful. It was like they replaced Steve Carell with this, like, serious dude. It was, like, stupid. It was awful. And then I start watching this, and, like, I was like, didn't like his accent or the way he talked at first. By the third or fourth season, I'm like, oh, his character is just great. Everybody else in this show doesn't know how to act. The writing's crappy, like, half the time. Like, they have these good episodes where they're going after these secret criminals that are on his blacklist, right? So it's a great concept for a show.
Right.
You have this constant... It's like My Name is Earl. He's got to check a different thing off every week, right?
Yeah.
So, or Lilo and Stitch animated show do the same thing. It's like, oh, I got to catch the other...
Other six... Yeah.
So it's just made for, like, every episode there's, like, a new thing, right? But then this is one of those shows where they decided that their mythology was more important than the week-to-week stuff.
Uh-huh.
And their mythology stuff would be the part that I didn't like. It's like, oh, I got to discover whose bones are in this bag, and I got to go search and find out. And then the whole show becomes about who really is he? Is he Raymond Reddington? Is he somebody else? Like, it just becomes this, like, mystery box that I don't care about. I just want to see you catch the cool, weird new criminal.
Right.
It's like an X-Files episode, basically.
Yeah.
Fringe episode. And instead, you get bogged down in this thing. We're like on season 8, and I'm just like, oh god, two more seasons to go.
No more smoking, you know.
Yeah, so it's like basically, you know, it's one of those shows that was great at first, and then it's kind of like it probably could have ended at about 7, and they went 10.
So, man.
You know, I felt that way at the end of Supernatural. I'm like, oh, they do the jump the shark thing where they introduce some random new character that you don't care about, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know, whatever. Like when the Green Martian shows up on the Flintstones, or Cousin Oliver.
Hello, Dum Dum.
Yes.
That's good. Well, good. Yeah, man. So let's do one of these again soon. Yeah,
we could do like one near the holidays.
Well, we're going to do one sooner than
that. We'll try to get Andy to.
We'll kind of hang out. I'm not holding my breath.
Okay.
So we're just going to do you and I.
Remember, Andy would write these. I wrote a whole script for us to do.
Dude, I.
Sorry, dude. I'm stuck in Catalina. We're not doing the script today. Then.
No script.
He put all this like preparation into it.
As far as we know.
Yes.
As far as we know. Who knows?
Very good.
But check it out. Super
Alien Earth, Hulu.
Alien Earth, Hulu. I'm Wednesday's my next one.
Okay.
It's all there.
It was good. I mean, it still has that same Tim Burton vibe. You know,
yeah, no. Just... And then Only Murders in the Building. Those are my three that I'm tracking right now.
Yeah.
But Only Murders, I'm like, I went against my... You know, wait till they're all done.
Yeah.
And I watched the first three. I'm like, damn it.
Well, it's hard. Why? When they drop three in a row, you're like, oh, that's bingeable.
I can take that. I can watch three.
All of a sudden you're going, oh, now it's weekly.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Cool. So check out the links. I'll put those in the show notes at superfantasticterrific.com. Anything happening on the blog anymore? Is it?
I pretty much more post, just post stuff on Instagram.
Yeah. So the Instagram is linked to on the website as well. Yeah. Check everything.
Blogging has died. Blogging has died in lieu of AI music creation.
Oh, man. Yeah,
I
man.
I got about 60 songs on
YouTube
now.
By the way, you misspelled summer on one of the... Sunmers.
Yeah. It was one of the AI words that didn't... I didn't notice it until it was on there.
Okay. All right. Well,
I can fix that, though. You can reload a picture.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. So I was actually looking at that. That was actually a pretty good one.
Yeah.
So, check those all out. They'll all be linked to at superfantasticterrific.com. And we'll see you much sooner.
Much sooner.
All right. Bye.